Welcome to our article titled 11 Housing Affordability Myths Holding Millennials and Gen Z Back. I want to speak to those of you who have heard some of these myths and perhaps believe them. Maybe you don't even think of them as myths, you just think of them as truths. So I'm going to go through all 11 of those. But I first wanted to give you an introduction at the beginning, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a short audio for each one of those titles, just so you hear my voice and hear the emphasis that I put on these, because I know the truth. I've known it on all of these things for a long time. That's what I do. I study, I learn, I've been in business for decades, I've been doing all kinds of things where these were part of my everyday thinking or investing. So when I'm telling you this, it is because I feel strongly that these myths are causing a lot of millennials grief, where they get up in the morning and just don't feel like going to work or doing anything else because they're miserable, thinking that these myths are true. And in fact, they are not. And often, they are so far off the mark that there isn't even a kernel of truth in a myth. And generally, there's a little bit of truth in any myth, but some of these have zero truth at all. Now, you may not believe me. I've been around for many decades. You can see my picture in there. I've got gray hair. I'm not an influencer. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just trying to expose to you some information that you have not been able to get anywhere else. Because if you believe these myths, it's because you're not doing the research, you're not looking into it, and that's what I want you to do, is some critical thinking. If you want to be successful in life, you have to become a critical thinker. Do not just listen to what someone tells you. If you think that maybe there's something wrong with this, then you need to do the research yourself and find out. Now, with the AI and with the internet now, it's a lot easier to get absolute facts, dates, times, amounts, etc., to dispel any of these things because they're very important. These 11 will guide your life. If you believe in them, if you believe in one of them, for example, that you can never buy a house, that's terrible. So I want you to learn what I've learned, and I'm going to pass this information on to you. So as we get to each one of the sections, I'm going to talk a little bit. And then at the very end, I will have all of these gathered together in a podcast that we're going to produce on our podcast site so that you can listen to it while you're driving around. But I encourage you to take a look because we're going to be listing a lot of our sources in here. We're going to have some graphics. We're going to have some FAQs in here too. So taking the time to read these myths, you don't have to read every one of them, just the ones that you believe that you maybe have the answers to, and just check it. This is just another source for you to be able to look at and determine if your thinking on the topic is correct. So please read on and listen to our small snippets as you go.